Dispatch, loading and shipping. Exhibit 4-28, warehouse processes and order flow. During dispatch, see Exhibit 4-28, unitized orders are transferred to the loading area and docks, optimally sequenced to the planned loading order. For example, the first order brought to the loading area should be the first loaded onto the transport and the last to be unloaded or delivered. During loading, challenges for the loading crew include the following. Managing third-party shippers. In-house shipping resources are generally managed by the company's transportation function. When third-party shippers and contractors are used, warehouse managers may be responsible for negotiating rates and selecting the most cost-efficient arrangements, coordinating traffic at loading bays. This is a particular issue if inbound and outbound shipments share bays. Even if docks are dedicated to outbound traffic, the trucks or containers must be brought to the dock at the right time. In some cases, trucks may be brought to multiple bays to load portions of the complete shipment. A yard management system may be used to manage traffic at the warehouse. Loading efficiently. Trucks and trailers are checked before loading to ensure that they are in good condition and appropriate for the load. For example, refrigeration units are operating. The container or trailer is watertight and clean. This includes checking on stowage and the use of correct stowage tools such as straps. A photo of the load can help avoid later disputes. Orders are loaded on transit with an eye toward using cargo space efficiently, protecting product from damage during transit, and facilitating unloading at the delivery point. The warehouse may have trailer-sized tape lines on the floor for staging loads. Some trailers can be preloaded and stored in the yard for pickup. The use of mechanized equipment can increase the efficiency and safety of loading. Loading safely. One issue that may arise during loading is the role of a truck's driver. While the driver of a fleet vehicle may assist loading as a company employee, contract drivers are usually restricted from the loading process and the area itself for liability and security reasons. However, in certain circumstances, drivers must observe the loading process if they do not do it themselves. Facilitating customer inspections. Some industrial product shipments require customer inspection before final packaging and shipment. The exact timing of the inspection may be outside the control of the warehouse and may cause a significant delay. Adhering to cargo stowage and securing good practices. Cargo needs to follow recognized good practices for stowage, dunnage, and securing of the cargo, container, or project cargo, the vehicle or ship's cargo storage area or deck. There are typically requirements to adhere to good practices for the mode of transport, such as the IMO Code of Safe Practices for Cargo Stowage and Securing. Ships also have a ship-specific cargo securing manual, completing all required paperwork/documentation. Orders are checked as loaded, and the inventory system is updated. The driver's paperwork is checked to ensure that shipments will be delivered to the correct destination. Contractors may or may not check loads and therefore may or may not be responsible for the integrity of the shipment. Loads are then sealed and the seal number is recorded. Documentation is a particular concern when hazardous materials are being transported and for international shipments. Documentation requirements vary by country, and having incomplete or incorrect documentation will probably mean delays and possibly fines and seizure of shipments. Shipping may have cutoff times for same-day or next-day delivery. Work plans may be based on these cutoff times and schedules work backwards from these deadlines. For example, the picking process may use wave picking in which picking waves are launched and are given cutoff times for starting picking, last order intake, and close of the wave.